What have you been doing while waiting for this opportunity?
Just staying in shape, staying at home, and, you know, I got a lot of honey to-do lists for my fiance, you know, building stuff and taking care of the house and kind of doing my domestic duties.
Any projects unfinished?
Yes, actually. I left one sitting in the garage, and I'm sure she's not happy about that. Building a little chalkboard for the walkway to hang up the backpacks and the, you know, the coats and stuff, and so it's sitting there unfinished, and I'm sure she's kind of itching to get it done, but she understands, she knows.
You said you've been through this a few times.
Correct.
And when you get that call, though, does the feeling change after you've been through it a few times, or what's that feeling like for you?
I think the anticipation of it is the same, and I think that's what is a little bit easier for me to go through this process, is that I have been through this before, and I know, anticipating that it could happen at any point, at any time, during the day, whenever during the season, and I just know that when it does happen, since I've done it before, I know how to handle it. The first couple times that it happened to me, it was hard. It was hard to just say, I have to leave. But eventually it got to the point where I was able to handle it. My family was able to handle it. They understood a little bit more the deeper that I got into it. And so I think that's what makes it a little bit easier on me, is the fact that I do anticipate this situation coming up now and again, because it has happened before.
When a team's kind of doing that quick scout on you to make sure, okay, he is staying in shape, he is
right,
doing these things, what kind of questions they ask you, and do they also have other ways that they vet you?
Well, it's pretty black and white. Mm-hmm. You know, that's pretty much what they ask me. They ask me, are you staying in shape? Have you been kicking? And my answer is yes, because I know, like I said, it could happen at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be ready to perform in a situation like this. And the last thing that I want to do is not be ready and underperform the way that I know, you know, that I'm capable of performing. And so, you know, coming in the middle of a season, I want to help out. I want to do my job and do it to the best of my ability, so everybody around me has confidence in me. I have confidence in myself, and I think that comes with the preparation side of it, just being ready for that phone call at any point in the day.
You've never kicked in a regular season game before.
No, sir.
What do you think? How are you going to be feeling on Thursday night?
I'm excited. You know, to say that I wouldn't have a little bit of anxiousness to me, I'd be lying to you. I mean, I'm anxious right now, but I'm anxious just because I'm excited to get out in the field, and this is something I've been waiting for the past 3 years, you know, coming out of college. My goal has always been to be in the regular season, and finally I get that opportunity. And I'm just licking my chops at the chance that I get to go out and perform in a regular season game, and not just preseason, where, you know, regular season matters and it counts.
Have you spoken to Andy at all?
Yes. Yeah, we've in the short time that we've met each other, we've talked about a lot of things, and I hate it for him. You know, I wish the best and nothing but the best for all the guys around the country and for different teams in college, high school, professional, whatever it is. And to hear that something like that happened to him, you know, with such an extensive career and the what he's done in his career, it's tough. I'm sure it's tough on him. I can only imagine what he's going through, and I sent my condolences to him. And you know, but it's a profession, and you know, we understand our roles, and you know, I just have to kind of come in here and understand my role and do the best I can, the best of my ability, and you know, and kind of go from there. And whenever he comes back, he comes back. But I do what's asked of me, and we both understand that.